Welcome to Viz City. I'm Sissy Anderson.
And I'm Terry Way. Last time on Viz City, we visited Opus 7, which is a commercial gallery downtown Eugene. And today we're going to visit kind of the opposite end of the spectrum as far as galleries go. We're going to visit a very small gallery called the Woodpecker's Muse. It's located here in Eugene.
On 372 West Broadway, and it's an old Victorian-style house.
Right. There are big differences between, in this example, Opus 7. Well, first of all, literally the front room of the Victorian home is the gallery.
Yes.
It's not a huge room. The walls are covered, floor to ceiling. The windows are covered with paintings. And in this case, they are featuring a show called Personal Territories by painter Sarah Revham. She's a painting student at the University of Oregon. And there's all kinds of stuff in there because it looks to me like she's still kind of trying to find her style or her voice. She's doing some figurative pieces. Some are nude, some are clothed. She has some examples of sort of this mathematical paintings. She calls them puzzle paintings on a canvas that you can move the things around. They're magnetic. You move them around and they kind of fit mysteriously anywhere you put them.
They line up again with one another.
Yeah.
I like this show, Terry, and I like the fact that we're covering Woodpecker's Muse, and it shows the diversity we have in art galleries in the community here in Eugene.
Yes. Traditionally, artists have opened up their studios, usually not on a permanent basis, which this is permanent. I mean, she's open every week, fairly normal hours. And the director or the owner is Carrie, and she does textiles. And she literally has her studio. It's not even in a separate room.
No.
There's a little archway, and then she has her sewing machine and all of her work going on there. So it really is a very personal thing when you go into this gallery. You're not just wandering around with the spotlights.
Right. It's not a commercial gallery.
Exactly.
This is much more like a live-work space.
Yes. In fact, they live in the house. She and her husband, he's involved. Douglas is involved as well. And they do live upstairs. And then there's a beauty salon next door. And they literally spill out into the beauty salon, one wall. You go through a doorway and part of the gallery is in the beauty salon. So there's this really cool kind of cooperation
going on between the beauty salon
mm-hmm. and the gallery. And then Carrie has her studio there. And so there's creative work being done there. And it's in a wonderful residential neighborhood. I think one of the best in Eugene, big trees, old Victorian houses.
Yes.
So it's a totally different experience than going downtown and going into a more commercial gallery.
That's right. I agree with you. There's the collaboration between the two really shows a different side to how you can build community with the art spaces that are available if you go towards a live workspace
right.
instead of the commercial gallery, which is a really interesting concept.
Yes, and it's really difficult, I think, in talking to artists over the years, and you can speak directly to it because you've opened up your studio mm-hmm. to the public, and you have to deal with things that you may not even think about, like you have to be fairly tidy and keep things
dusted.
That's right,
you do.
And I was talking to Carrie, and I said, can you get much work done? She says, well, it's kind of hard, you know, because people come in, and it's not like they're bothering me, but it's kind of hard to focus. And so the very pluses that it's a live-work studio area can also be the minuses.
That's true.
The downside is you're always there.
And you do have to designate your hours in terms of when you're going to be at work and when you're going to be at home.
Right.
And you have to really be able to separate that out. And also a separation of space makes a difference in how you determine that. You know, if it's going to be right there in the middle of your living room or if you're going to have a separate offsite.
Right. And I think outbuilding. Most studios that are within a home, they are separated from the living quarters, as this one is.
Yes.
So it's really an interesting combination she's trying out. And she's only been open since June, I think, of this year. So still working things out. Last time I was in there, her studio was actually in another room and she's moved. So there's some flexibility going on there, but it's a different experience. going in there, the size and just the quality of the experience. It's quite different.
It is. And I think that what's unique about it and the pros of having a space like this is that if you live and work in the same space, you cut down on your expenses in terms of your business expenses. And, you know, you reduce your gas usage. You don't have to pay extra rent out for another building.
Mm-hmm.
Your insurance is all enveloped in one. So there's some interesting concepts with that. And I know that live workspaces do happen nationwide. Yeah. And it's nice to see the pieces here in Eugene doing that. Spaces here in Eugene doing that.
So that show by Sarah Revim, Personal Territories, runs through January of 2011. And Woodpecker's Muse is located at 372 West Broadway here in Eugene. This has been Viz City. I'm Terry Way.
And I'm Sissy Anderson.